from the Acting Director, Department of Transportation, and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report regarding the MCTS mechanic training and bus warranty. At our January meeting, the committee requested a follow-up report regarding MCTS mechanic training to do warranty work on the new buses related to the State of Good Repair Contract Bus Replacement Program. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman, committee members,
at the last meeting, a request was made to provide some additional information about the warranty repair work being done on MCTS buses, particularly the new buses that come into the fleet. With respect to our current training efforts, I have provided more background information in this report on a number of initiatives that the transit system has taken over the last decade as it relates to training of our mechanics and maintaining of their skill sets. Over the last 10 years, staffing available for training has been one of the areas where reductions have been necessary as the workforce has decreased along with decreases and reductions in service due to budgetary concerns. But under the circumstances, despite the fact that the number of training instructors that we have is down at this time, I do think that we have been making the most use of resources that we have to work with, and that we've been fortunate to be able to go to the outside and hire some very good skilled mechanics that do not require the level of extensive training that we have been that had been provided in the past. Under an in-house program that no longer exists at the system. Now, just shifting briefly to page 2 of the report on the subject of warranty repair work, as I reported in the January cycle, we rely on the bus manufacturer to warranty their products from defects and to do so by making any necessary repairs at no cost to MCTS. Now, also I mentioned in January that as part of the purchase for the next delivery of buses, which is expected in 2013, I do anticipate looking at what warranty work can, in fact, be performed by MCTS mechanics. I think that will assist management in determining whether current limited resources can, in fact, be used to do this warranty work. If that should, in fact, be the case, I have no doubt in my mind that there will be added costs from an operating standpoint. If nothing else, we will need added staffing, at least to administer the warranty program and added staffing to actually do the warranty repair work. So I will close, Mr. Chairman, by saying that there's no question as to whether or not our mechanics have the ability to do this work. However, in looking at whether we bring the work in-house or not, we also have to look at the costs associated with it.
Mr. Grant, we had an agenda setting, and there are some issues we brought up. Are you going to try to start going back to a training program so you can promote within and working with MATC and different programs also to make sure that you have qualified people within house to be promoted to those higher levels? People come in at number D so they can perhaps go up to number A. I don't know. I'm trying to remember the progress that you have.
The positions that we have at the transit system are, we start out with a mechanic helper, a C mechanic, which is the lower skilled mechanic position, and then a mechanic, which is the highest skilled position. I have asked our maintenance department to take a look at collaborating with technical schools such as MATC to see whether or not training programs can be developed to assist our employees in getting diesel mechanic skills training. They're going to be taking a look at that. To the degree that we would be able to bring that type of training in-house is something that we're looking at as well, Mr. Chairman.
You are looking at that?
Yes.
Okay. Sir Bukowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I recognize that you've taken this out of order, but What I found curious was that at item 28, we talk about the whole apprenticeship program, and I know that that is a huge report, but I will tell you what was discouraging to me, Mr. Grant, was that over a decade ago, MCTS discontinued a comprehensive 9-month in-house mechanic training program because of unfavorable results. Okay, and I guess what's galling is mechanics were not accepting job positions for which they had been trained due to factors such as undesirable work shifts, work hours, or work location. You know, so the item before, we're encouraging businesses, companies to, in essence, groom our next generation. And then to read something like this is rather, no, it's not rather, it is discouraging because, you know, we talk about jobs in this community until the cows come home, and yet I consider the reasons that these people aren't working not acceptable. I mean, I think if there's a will, there's a way. And so, you know, we can talk about, you know, bringing programs back or whatever, but until that mindset or whatever, that a work ethic that I don't like my hours or I don't like my days or I don't, you know what, tough. So I just wanted to say that in light of the fact that the item before us talks about apprenticeships and then this talks about, you know, working with others, you know, it's got to work both ways. And until that work ethic is solidified and developed, then we're just going to spin our wheels like a hamster.
Any more questions or comments? If not, thank you, Mr. Grant. We're going to item number 6, back to number 6.